City Council will come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Leonard.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Potter.
Here. I'd like to remind folks, prior to offering public testimony to City Council, the lobbyists must declare which lobbying entity they're authorized to represent. Please read the 2 p.m. time certain.
Item 993, amend Portland's comprehensive plan map and zoning map for properties along and adjacent to Killingsworth Street between Northeast 14th to 17th Avenues.
This is known as the Killingsworth Rezoning Project. Gil Kelly, Planning Director, and Debbie Bischoff, the Bureau's Northeast District Liaison, are here to present this item. Could you folks come on up? The Killingsworth Rezoning Project is a result of the Bureau District Liaison Program, which assigns planners to each section of the city to work directly with Portlanders to resolve issues in their community. I saw this in action when I went out for a tour of Cully Neighborhood with Debbie and community members, and it's clear that the District Liaison for Northeast Portland, Debbie, has gotten to know the people in the area and is working hard and hand in hand with them to develop ideas and solutions. She's been instrumental in working with a diverse group of Cully and Concordia stakeholders in advancing the school's family housing initiative with work on improving livability for children, youth, their families, and the overall community. Killingsworth Project's another example of that work. So, Debbie, thank you for doing that. And, Gil, thank you for having the wise sagacity to know she's the right person for the job.
Thank you, Mayor. Gil
wise
Kelly.
Sagacity.
I should have just stopped.
Thank you, Mayor. Gil Kelly, Planning Bureau. We just wanted to take a moment before Debbie introduces the project itself to just say a word or two about the District Liaison Program following your comments, Mayor. This program has been fully staffed for just a year this month and has been a very successful one, and I wanted to thank the council personally for funding that program and also giving us a little bit of extra money in the current fiscal year to help Debbie and her counterparts in the other districts around the city to be able to do these kinds of quick action projects. This is one of the benefits of this program is that we can respond quickly to community needs. We don't need to come to you a year in advance and ask for special funding. With these small-scale projects, we can be a bit more of a rapid response team. And Debbie's done a lot of work, as you mentioned, in many Northeast neighborhoods. This, I think, is the first legislative act that we've brought to you from the District Liaison Program. So I think you'll see today the benefits of that program. They're really our eyes and ears continuously in the community, hearing about community needs and wants first and being able to respond in the most efficient and direct means possible. And I'd like to thank Deborah Stein, who's here seated behind me in the front row. She's heading up that program for the Bureau. So with that introduction, I just wanted to say that this was really a community-initiated effort, and Debbie took charge of it and I think has really delivered something that the Planning Commission heard almost unanimous support for. We had an on-site meeting, if you will, almost at Jefferson High School of the Planning Commission, which is where they conducted their public hearing recently, and got a lot of community support for this. I haven't seen that kind of love fest in quite a while at the Planning Commission. We usually have a more split audience. So, you know, this is a case where I think the Albina Community Plan from the early 90s had one vision and view for Albina, and this little corridor, this piece, got swept up in that, and I think that this is a good corrective action to take 15 years later. So with that, I'd just like to introduce Debbie.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. Debbie Bischoff, Senior Planner at the Bureau of Planning. As Gil said, through community outreach as the Northeast District Planner, I became aware of neighborhood property and business owner interests in seeing the blighted area of Northeast Killingsworth Street from 14th to 17th Avenues rezoned from its existing multi-dwelling residential zoning to a commercial zone. And as Gil said, in 1993, as part of the Albina Community Plan, the city rezoned this three-block area from commercial to residential, hoping that residential redevelopment would happen. And at that time, in Inner North Northeast Portland, in the 80s and early 90s, there was a loss of population and a loss of housing stock. And there were also citywide housing goals to try to achieve more housing in our city. And so this was one location that the plan thought housing would happen. Well, 15 years later, no housing redevelopment has happened in this three-block area. And what is left is the fact that most of the buildings here are commercial in nature. About 75% of the buildings in this three-block area are commercial. They are legal non-conforming uses, but they're limited in how much they can renovate or expand as a non-conforming use in a residential zone. So over time, what's happened is buildings have not been kept up. Some uses have vacated, and what you see, and there's an example, I think you have handouts also of the buildings in the area. You see some shells of buildings that aren't active, and it's really created a blighted situation here. And according to property owners and area residents, criminal activities are occurring here on a daily basis, largely due to this lack of active storefronts with a mix, you know, what is needed is a mix of neighborhood goods and services, which draws positive pedestrian activity. So the recommended comp plan and zoning designation changes are aimed at bringing back commercial vitality to this three-block area of Killingsworth Street in the Vernon neighborhood. And it's a neighborhood that is also in need of some neighborhood additional neighborhood serving commercial and mixed use. The area is well served by transit. The frequent bus line number 8 runs north and south down 15th. And the changes proposed through this rezoning will fulfill a variety of city goals related to livability, housing, and economic development. Planning staff, as part of our process, we conducted two public engagement and outreach events. The first meeting in January drew about 100 people. Staff introduced the process and confirmed the community's interest in seeing pursuit of this zone change on Killingsworth Street. Staff, we also asked them what people wanted to see in the future in this area. And we developed a public comment form that asked three questions. One was the desired qualities or values you have for this area? What are the desired land uses you would like to see? And then if you had any other comments. We received 80 written responses, and we took copious notes at that January meeting. Through these public comments, they helped inform the analysis and the alternatives of what commercial zones we might consider in this area. On March 26, we held a second community discussion, and that was a special meeting at the Vernon Neighborhood Land Use Committee that drew about 60 people. We reviewed the comments that we received from the January meeting, and I just want to share with you what those overarching values and desires are from the community for this three-block area on Killingsworth Street. First, folks would like to see neighborhood-serving commercial vitality and activities within walking distance of area residents. They want safe, pedestrian, family-friendly environment. They want to see a diverse mix of locally owned, non-auto-oriented commercial businesses that serve local families and households and may include housing that reflects a range of affordability. The desired specific land uses they'd like to see include restaurants, bakery, cafes, hardware stores, offices, housing above retail, live-work units, and public space. Sustainable and green development and community gathering spaces were also values from the community. In that meeting, I then discussed the review of the alternative zones, but there were three pertinent considerations that have guided this process for staff. One is we want to minimize nonconforming uses. And right now, all those commercial uses in the residential zone are nonconforming uses. We want to limit the area at which we would apply commercial zoning to that being the historically commercial area that was commercially zoned prior to 1993. And this map over here, the orange area, shows the previously zoned commercial area on Killingsworth. And third, there's some properties on the south side of the study area that have split zones. So that means one parcel has two zoning designations assigned to it, and we always try to reduce the amount of split zones for property. So we wanted this project to say each parcel has one zone, and that's it. So we looked at four potential commercial zones. Two of them were pretty quickly deemed not appropriate. One is the general commercial zone because the community said pretty loud and clear, we don't want auto-oriented uses. And you have Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard nearby and Alberta Street nearby that has some general commercial zoning. So they didn't want to see that type of zone. Second, the property owners and community wanted more flexibility with the commercial zone, and there's one commercial zone called mixed commercial or the CM zone that requires housing with commercial, and folks wanted to see housing happen but have it be more flexible, like allow it but not require it. So we didn't consider the CM zone as one of the alternatives. So that left the commercial storefront zone and a neighborhood commercial one zone. The Planning Commission recommendation that you have before you today, which is on page 4 of your report, it's the same recommendation that I initially presented to the community back in March. It's also the same recommendation that went to Planning Commission in May. The majority of the recommendation calls for commercial storefront zoning along Killingsworth Street. And this map right here, the lower map where you see the red, is the proposal for the commercial storefront zoning. The primary reasons for selecting the commercial storefront zone are as follows. It's similar in development scale as to the general commercial zone that was previously there and also to the existing residential 1000, the zone that is there today. So the scale of development will be similar to what has been historically and is today. The CS zone is more likely to produce housing than the CN1 zone because the CN1 zone has a lower height limit of 30 feet. It's got a smaller floor area ratio. And what we generally see with neighborhood commercial zones tends to be single-story convenience stores or restaurants or offices. But we don't see mixed use with the CN1 zone very often. The third is just that envelope of development potential is much greater with the commercial storefront zone, where you have a floor area ratio of 3 to 1. For the CN1 zone, it's a floor area ratio of 0.75 to 1. So you can build a lot more development, which then leads to fulfilling more of the community's desires. If you have a bigger building envelope, maybe there is more possibility for different commercial uses or other uses to come in. So it seems like it would meet the community's goals more and, again, provide that opportunity for housing. And overall, the greater development potential of the CS zone further capitalizes on the great transit service that you have with Bus Line 8 running through that area. So most of the public that attended the March 26th meeting, where we explored the initial recommendation, concurred with staff's recommendation of the CS zone. There were a few people that liked the smaller scale nature of the CN1 zone, but that was a small minority of those who were at the meeting. I also want to highlight, if you look at the proposal map, there's one little blue square that's south of the CS zoning. That address is 5402 to 5418 Northeast 15th Avenue. And that's being recommended to be redesignated to R1. And currently, it's a nonconforming use. It is an apartment building in a single-family residential zone. So we have recommended, and Planning Commission has recommended to you, the rezoning of that from R25 to R1 to bring that property into conformance. And it also will provide a transition between the commercial storefront, a transition in zoning from the commercial storefront to the single family. It's kind of a transitional zone in that location. Planning staff, one other aspect is that transportation analysis was performed on the recommendation, and it showed that there were no significant impacts to the local, regional, or state system with this rezoning proposal. Planning staff attended and participated at the May meetings of the Vernon Neighborhood and the North Northeast Business Association. And at both meetings, both organizations endorsed this rezoning proposal. And at Planning Commission, the Concordia Neighborhood also testified in support of this recommendation. And as you've heard, that nearly all of the testimony at the May 27th Planning Commission hearing was positive. The only different testimony came from two property owners outside of the project area who asked to be included in the commercial zoning recommendation. And the Planning Commission, in its unanimous vote of support for staff's recommendation, did not find it appropriate to expand the commercial zoning into a historically residential areas to the north and west of the project area. So with that, the Planning Commission recommendation before you today is to adopt an ordinance which amends the Portland's comprehensive plan map and Portland's zoning map as shown in the report dated June 2008. And that concludes my presentation. There's staff here from the Bureau of Development Services and PDOT also if you have any questions, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Questions from the commissioners.
So the new zone goes in two blocks on either side of
Killingsworth? It's three blocks from 14th to 17th.
Okay. No, I meant north-south.
Oh, north-south.
Oh, north and south. Both on the north side. It's like half a block in on the north and south side of Killingsworth.
Okay, half block.
Yeah. Half block. I'm sorry. I switched direction you were going.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, folks. How many folks have we signed up to testify on this matter?
We have seven people signed up.
Please call the first three.
First three are Amy Hendricks, Larry Holmes, and John Fall.
Thank you for coming in today, folks. When you speak, please state your name for the record. You each have 3 minutes.
Okay, hi, I'm Amy Hendricks. I'm a property owner on Northeast 19th, just south of Killingsworth. I support this recommendation. I'd like to thank Debbie and Gil and their staff and the Vernon Neighborhood Association and the Portland Planning Commission for bringing the process to this point. And I guess now we're in the final stage of voting on a small change that has very large implications for the residents and business owners. The positives of this rezoning reach from the current business owners to the immediate neighbors, the Vernon neighborhood, and surrounding communities. I've been to just about all the meetings. They've all been very well attended, as Debbie said, and very enthusiastic. Through no fault of the business owners, this three-block stretch is definitely a blighted area, as it has been described. Very accurate description. The area still has a lot of drug activity and gang tagging. Personal experience last fall, an armed dealer was chased into my backyard, wrestled down on my patio before being arrested. We all have stories. If you've lived in that area for any length of time. So the rezoning could have a positive effect even on these types of ongoing issues. So for the business owners, neighbors, Vernon, and surrounding communities, I hope you'll give this a yes vote for the zoning change. Thank you.
Hi, Larry Holmes, co-chair of the Vernon Neighborhood Association. This process started little over a year and a half ago when we were collecting information from the neighbors about what they liked, what they didn't like, design-wise, and commercially in the neighborhood. And we received a lot of comments about why is this area so run down? Why has Alberta redeveloped and this hasn't? Debbie was able to answer that question for us. And then we went to the business owners there and asked if they were happy with the situation. And unanimously, they said no, and they all had stories about trying over the last 16 years to get their property rezoned, and they were all unsuccessful. And this is where we engaged Debbie and really started looking at this as a neighborhood, and we've had complete support from everyone we've talked to. In addition to the meetings that BDS called, we've had, 18 neighborhood association meetings where this has been discussed since then. And this is really something that the people who live and work in the area want. And in addition to correcting this historic mistake, I guess rezoning could be called, we really believe it's going to go a long way towards resolving the drug and prostitution problems that exist in this small section of Killingsworth, close to a park, close to a school. So it's something that we have nothing but support for and hope you guys agree with us.
Hi, my name's John Fall. I'm the land use co-chair for the Vernon Neighborhood Association. And I guess a couple of things to add to that. One is, in some ways, this is about the district liaison program. And I do want to say that a very important function that Debbie does is keep us out of your hair. Because as I'm sure you can imagine, whenever an issue comes up, everyone says, let's go to the city council. And Debbie is the gatekeeper who says, maybe not this time. So, and I also want to emphasize that the Neighborhood Association did not go to this business node and say, you have a problem, or this area is blighted. We just said, what's up? And the overwhelming issue from the residents was safety, blight, the condition of the sidewalks, and the business owners phrased it as the zoning issue, because obviously they were familiar with it. And the tool in front of us at the time, past Vernon Neighborhood Associations had attempted to address this, but the current incarnation of the association was lucky enough to have the district liaison program. So we learned about the rezoning possibilities. We sat in on several budgeting meetings so that the district liaison actually had staff hours budgeted for this process. And Debbie took it from there, and you've heard the results of that. Just want to reiterate, the Concordia neighborhood, which is three blocks away, supports this Northeast Business Association, Planning Commission, and of course we do. Thank you.
Thanks for your persistence.
Next three are Stephen Arachek, Clark Henry, and George Thompson.
Please state your name for the record when you speak. You each have 3 minutes. Let me begin over here.
Good afternoon. My name is Stephen Arachek. I'm a property owner at 18th, just north of Killingsworth. Just wanted to express support for the plan and the process that Debbie's brought forward. Been to most of the meetings. I think people have had a lot of opportunity to provide input. The general consensus from the residents, at least in the street that I live in, is that the area is blighted, as expressed, and it's just generally a concern with safety and an area that people generally want to avoid. There's active drug trafficking, prostitution, smash windows from car break-ins on a weekly basis. And I think people in the neighborhood just generally avoid it, whether due to safety or because they don't want to look at it or deal with it or whatever. I think that even during the short time that the Obama headquarters for the Northeast was there, there was some improvement because there was just generally activity in that area. So anything that the council can do to promote investment activity, I think, would be extremely appreciated.
Mayor, commissioners, I'm Clark Henry. I manage the Brownfield program out of the Bureau of Environmental Services. From a Brownfield perspective, I mean, I'm really encouraged by this action and strongly support the change of zoning. Three of these sites in this area are former gas stations, and we've provided technical and financial services on them, on two of them. The thing that really triggers environmental assessment remediation is that there's a pending development. It's rarely done just for the sake of it. And with two of the sites, so at least two of the sites not having thorough environmental assessments, I'm not saying this is a huge danger, but the redevelopment and development interest is what triggers that investigation, and so I like to see that happen. Second, there are times when regulatory compliance with DEQ on sites like this prohibits residential use on the first floor of the buildings. So with the current zoning, that doesn't really match what regulatory compliance might potentially require. So by changing that, it makes it easier to comply with DEQ. It makes investors comfortable, developers more comfortable, residents more comfortable. That's about it. Thank you.
I'm George Thompson with Aldridge & Associates. I'm a real estate broker representing the New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, which is at the corner of Northeast 17th and Killingsworth. The church is for sale, and that's why I'm here, but I want to speak to the bigger issue. Everything the prior people have said about this neighborhood being in disrepair is absolutely true. I have been all over the city of Portland for the past 25 years. This is among the worst three-block neighborhoods I can think of. There's also, I want to bring up something that might be a little touchy, and I'm not representing the church in this capacity. I'm just relaying feedback I've heard from some of the property owners that actually own those buildings on Killingsworth. They're predominantly minority owners, primarily African Americans. There is some deep animosity towards City Hall over what's happened to this neighborhood and the fact that they haven't been able to do anything about it. And in the case of the church, I can give you two specific examples. Number one, they've done extensive remodeling in that church in the last 10 years. They're upset because they've had to pay commercial water and sewer rates. They also are upset because when they did this remodeling, they were required to earthquake-proof their building. Now, this is not supposed to be a commercial building, even though it was grandfathered in. But and yet they couldn't do anything else with it except as a church. They couldn't sell it to somebody else who wanted to convert it to offices or retail or anything else. And there's some hostile feelings up there from the property owners that actually own these buildings on Killingsworth. And this change can only improve that neighborhood. I can't see any downside to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, folks.
The last two people who signed up are Andrew Clark and Gary Marshkay.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, please state your name for the record. You each have 3 minutes.
My name is Andrew Clark, and I'm a developer. And I'm just going to read a quick statement here. Good afternoon. My name is Andrew Clark, again, and I'm here today to support the Planning Commission's zoning adjustment for Northeast Killingsworth Street. As a longtime resident of Concordia and someone who hopes to be an active part of revitalization in this area, I appreciate the hard work and the diligence of Debbie Bischoff, the Portland Planning Bureau, and everyone else who's been working to bring new life to this community. This proposed zone change will give us a chance to create a new and innovative mixed-use project to serve an important and underutilized portion of Northeast Portland. As president of Hue Development, I'm excited about the prospect of creating new spaces for local retailers, as well as expanding the neighborhood stock of green residential and business units. This area, spanning 14th Street and 17th Street, already enjoys some great advantages. Its close proximity to Alberta Park, the restaurants and amenities of Upper Killingsworth and nearby Alberta, and transportation links to downtown are just about anywhere else you want to go. With this zone change, we will create a project that builds on many existing strengths of the neighborhood while charting a course for future development along the way. We appreciate the strong neighborhood support that we've received from area businesses, the Vernon Neighborhood Association, and many others. We're encouraged by the feedback from the open houses facilitated by Debbie Bischoff, the Planning Department, and in March and May. And we understand that responsible development considers how our buildings fit within the larger community. It is our hope that with the opportunity brought about by this zone adjustment, we can work with the neighborhood leaders and residents for a project that improves the vitality of the streetscape. We can create a new cluster for local businesses and retailers, and we can build a striking modern space using the best in green construction technologies. Thanks for your time today and for your interest and consideration in the future of this neighborhood.
Said. Gary Marshkay, Vice Chair of the North Northeast Business Association and proud member of the Vision and Action Coalition team, which just put up my plug in for those guys. I also wanted to welcome our newest commissioner, Mr. Fish, and I don't recognize this guy over here. What did you do with your mustache? Sorry, I had to mention that. So in any case, I wanted to read our letter of support for the rezoning, but I also wanted to preface it by reiterating what a couple of other folks have said, that there is a deep disconnect between the business owners and the business district there and the building owners and City Hall and city resources. And I think it's a question of access. They really don't feel as though they've had access. They don't feel as though they've been supported. They're outside the urban renewal zone. And so as a result, that along with the zoning has really alienated that community. And we're trying as an organization, NEBA is, to act as a liaison to try and make sure that they get access to those services and that those property owners are empowered to participate in their own development. So that being said, this letter is to convey our unanimous support for the Portland Planning Commission recommendation to amend the city's comprehensive plan map and Portland zoning map by rezoning the three-block area of Northeast Killingsworth from Northeast 14th to 17th as storefront commercial, CS. The reasons for our support are as follows. The Bureau of Planning, led capably by Debbie Bischoff, conducted a very open and participatory process in which the staff recommendation clearly reflects the majority of diverse public input. The staff report and proposal clearly identify the problem at hand and the best solution. The historic three-block, formerly commercially zoned section of Killingsworth, 14th to 17th, is the appropriate extent for this rezoning to commercial mixed use. Rezoning to commercial storefront will allow for the rebirth of local serving retail and commercial uses along the mixed use, along with mixed use, including housing, to support the retail and take advantage of the nearby bus service. The CS zoning will allow for new small local business opportunities that are needed in the area. The CS zone is flexible and is not by not requiring but allowing housing, and therefore more likely to result in the housing and mixed use projects than with the more limited CN1 zone. And CS zoning fits with the plans under discussion by various affected commercial and residential property owners. And finally, staff's recommendation will bring about a safer, more pedestrian active neighborhood center. The entire community is looking forward to a more vibrant and attractive Killingsworth Street instead of the unattractive and underdeveloped area that currently exists. Clearly, the community, commercial, and residential interests are all best served by providing the broadest and most flexible menu of options as represented by the staff recommendation. And this is on behalf of the entire board of the North Northeast Business Association, who unanimously support it. So, thank you.
Thank you, folks.
I have a question for planning. Sorry.
Works.
So it's, I'll try to filter out my frustration that this issue raises for someone who's, I guess, been hanging around planning issues too long. This is not the only place in the city that the city council in the 80s, 90s, wherever, took what had historically been operating as commercial nodes, part of our concept of bringing back the 20-minute neighborhood, and zoned them residential, which virtually has ensured these kinds of situations where they bought it as commercial, it gets downzoned to residential, it takes a lot of falderal to get through, even if they're eligible for making improvements to continue as commercial. And back when I was chief of staff to the mayor, we identified, I think actually the Portland Business, the APMBA, as one of their to-dos, identified doing an assessment of these kinds of nodes around the city, and that was a long time ago. So it's great that this is coming forward, but I also recall before I left my job as chief of staff to the mayor that there was supposed to be a project underway more systemically, more citywide, to address these kinds of issues. So it's great this is coming forward, but it's frustrating that it's coming forward in such a modest scale and at a modest pace. And I wanted you to comment on that, if you would.
Sure. Well, two things, Sam. I think the district liaison program is aware of this issue, and it exists in other places as well. And there may be opportunities, as Debbie has taken here, to do these in a sort of one-at-a-time fashion. It's also an issue that we have included in the Portland plan, where we're really looking at the zoning patterns across the city. There are one or two other sort of hot spots that I'm aware of where this is the case. I wouldn't characterize being broad scale, but there are some opportunities to do this same kind of thing in a few other locations, and it's an issue that we're looking at in the Portland plan. The other thing I would say is to reiterate a comment you made, which is, if you look at this one in particular, it's done in a very was done in a quick fashion, but with a really holistic look, and in some ways, really illustrates the notion of the 20-minute neighborhood. If you look here, you can see there's a school, a park, and what is meant to be a commercial area. The missing piece, in many ways, to complete the 20-minute neighborhood has been this commercial piece. And so here's one where it made complete sense to do it. There really weren't a lot of cross-cutting or conflicting issues, so this was one where we could run right up the middle without a lot of other corollary conflicts or issues to deal with.
If I could just add another area in my district that has some nonconforming uses is the Elliott neighborhood. And when we look at this whole issue of nonconforming uses, I think we have to be careful because in the Elliott neighborhood plan, there was a very strong policy decision that neighborhood had lost a lot of housing between Legacy, the hospital land, and between the Rose Quarter and Memorial Coliseum. And it was a very conscious effort in that plan to bring more residential back to their neighborhood. So if we do revisit nonconforming uses, I think we have to pay careful attention to the context and that not every place it might be appropriate, or maybe times have changed in Elliott and Elliott neighborhood's willing to reconsider that. But there's a very strong policy basis for the creation of those nonconforming uses in that neighborhood.
And I just want to be clear, I stand for good things, not bad things. I like fuzzy bunnies and babies.
Babies,
and
we heard you say yesterday.
I support neighborhood.
It's the garden.
I like a place to garden. And I'm for strengthening neighborhoods, not making them worse. I would respectfully submit that it's more than a few places around town. And I would respectfully submit that if the conversation with neighbors is big, tall commercial or what you have now, that if I was given that choice, and I'm not suggesting that you're posing it that way, but I think that's just natural for people to sort of think of it that way, that we've learned a lot about mixed use. And we've learned a lot about, you know, neighborhood appropriate sort of scaled mixed use. And we need to be serious about our greenhouse gas goals, our peak oil goals, our 20-minute neighborhood goals, so people don't have to get in their car or even transit or anything to get some basic necessities. And I just see an incredible opportunity here around the city that just seems to be moving very, very slowly. And I smiled when I said that.
Deborah, speak here. I just wanted to say that in case I was misinterpreted, I don't know. There are only a few spots that have the potential like this. It's the very few spots that don't have some of the cross-cutting issues that we need to dig deeper into in the Portland plan.
So your point
and
is
we'll do that.
Your point is this one was relatively easy. There might be other good opportunities, but maybe they aren't as easy.
Correct.
Or have as much unanimity of support from as
Correct.
Big a variety of stakeholders.
And I think those will be well served by advancing the 20-minute neighborhood concept and getting larger buy-in to that.
Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Stein, and I manage the district liaison program. So I just want to agree with everything you just heard. I want to add a little bit more to that. I have asked all five of the liaisons to do some scouting of some other opportunities where we have the same kind of situation, and we're doing some sorting. We're doing kind of an examination of where we have the Killingsworth example. That prototype is one end of the spectrum where we can see that it's not laden with a lot of policy issues. It's fairly clear-cut, and these are things we could move forward. So we're trying to find other examples right now that fit that model. Debbie's right. There are some places where we did make very deliberate policy decisions where it wouldn't be appropriate. So we're starting to do some of that sorting right now. But I also wanted to mention that I've been working with Clark Henry from the Brownfields program because he's provided us with a list of about 70-something properties in different parts of the city that are brownfield sites that are zoned R1, but have some former commercial use, and we're looking at those right now specifically to see which of those could follow this kind of prototype where we could look at how we could potentially rezone them. We're not ready to launch those now, but we're at least looking at those to see if there's some ability to achieve multiple objectives, facilitating cleanup and at the same time prompting some redevelopment in an otherwise blighted area, then we could achieve multiple objectives simultaneously. We might move forward with some of those as well. So
I think I really like underscore the multiple objectives. I really don't think you need to pose it, and I know you to sort of summarize it, like if it is true the way it's summarized in the Elliott plan of, you know, housing or commercial. It really doesn't have to be that anymore. You really can't fulfill the goals and aspirations of the Elliott plan and improve our efforts towards meeting our goals. Thank you.
Thank you, folks. Any other questions? Okay. is the city attorney sitting over there?
Yes.
Hi.
Stop hiding behind that map.
I have a note here that we're supposed to take the amend Title 33 off the cover. Now, could that be a Scrivener change, or does it, should it go through an amendment? There's in parenthesis is the phrase amend Title 33. This doesn't amend Title 33.
So moved.
Second.
Call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. The non-emergency moves to a second reading.
I just wanted to congratulate Debbie Bischoff for doing great work here, and please feel free to come back to us with more of these types of issues.
And it's nice to know that you're in charge of planning now.
And feel free to keep discouraging people to come from coming here. That's, appreciate it. Thank you.
I disassociate myself with those remarks.
Okay. It's 2:45. We have a 3 p.m. time certain, so the council will take a short break, and we'll be back at 3 p.m.
Okay. Are you leaving?
Yeah. So,